Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are. To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are.
You've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You have to deal with more ups and downs. How much are you willing to suffer?
Look at you. You're comfortable, aren't you? Warm bed, food on your plate, screen in your face, everything easy. And that's exactly why you're dying inside. Comfort is a poison. It makes you weak. It steals your hunger. Every time you hit snooze, it claps. Every time you skip the gym, it celebrates. It's time to get uncomfortable again. Get cold, get hungry, get moving. The fire inside you is still there, but you've got to suffer to reignite that flame. Comfort is a cage, but pain is freedom. So suffer and rise.
That voice in your head of pain and suffering and discomfort and I don't want to do this is so loud that you're unable to really calm it down and say, okay, there's something here. It's a patient calm that you have to bring yourself to. I know I have something here, but that voice is so powerful that it just wants you just to, let's leave. We're done.
Would you be in your life right now if all the plans you ever made for yourself in the past you had executed on without fail? Stop and think about that first. No matter where you are, no matter how old you are, stop and think right now. Because most people would be in a completely different place, living a completely different life. And the reason they aren't in that completely different place, living that complete different life, is because they don't have the ability to adhere to a plan.
Most people quit because they don't realize that 2 to 3 months of feeling like you have no idea what you're doing is a feature, not a bug. When you start learning a new skill, or you start a business, or you start improving your health, and you haven't learned about that thing, you haven't studied it, what do you expect? You're supposed to feel overwhelmed. You just went into the unknown. You're supposed to feel like you have no idea what you're doing. That's not a sign to quit. That's a sign that you're learning and that you should continue doing it. If you want any form of success, you're going to have to become okay with embracing more and more uncertainty over time.
Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? It's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire.
Take the next 3 months and donate that time to your future self. Commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing a year from today.
All the experts are agreed that in each of us, there are deep reservoirs of ability. Even genius that we habitually fail to use. Why? We know that most people desire by nature to succeed. But what is success? What is this word that has become so famous in the world? What does it mean? Most people don't know what success is all about. And since they don't know what it's about, they really don't know where to look for it. Success is really nothing more than the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. This means that any person who knows what he's doing and where he's going is a success. Any person with a goal toward which he's working is a successful person. The problem with most people is that they're playing the world's most unrewarding game. And the name of the game is Follow the Follower, a goal. A man without a goal is like a ship without a rudder. He doesn't know where he's going. He then belongs to that 95% that he's just living day by day, month after month, like a starfish or an amoeba. He needs to know where he's going. Back in the early days of navigation, sailors used to see a strange sight in the Antarctic. They'd see a giant iceberg towering high out of the sea, and it would be moving against the wind. The wind would be blowing this way. The great iceberg would be moving right into the teeth of the wind. And this, of course, frightened the sailors whose ships were powered by the wind, until it was discovered that, of course, only a fraction of the great berg was visible, and that its huge, ponderous roots were caught in the great currents of the ocean. And it was being borne purposely along its way, regardless of the winds and the tides on the surface. Well, this is what a man needs. He needs his roots deep in the great mainstream of his own choosing. And then he'll move along his way, regardless of the winds on the surface of his life or short-term expediency. And he'll get to where he's going.
I think you got to stop waiting for someone to come along and root for you. You've got to do that for yourself. And if you get lucky, you'll find a few people who really believe in you. But if your plan relies on luck to succeed, it's not a plan, it's a bet. And if you're going to bet, then you might as well bet on you, not them.
You would rather find purpose than a job or career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
It says adopt the mindset. I'm not stuck, I'm being shaped. You are not stuck, you are being shaped, right? So often we go through seasons and we feel stuck. We feel like we're not moving, we feel like we're not growing. No, remember, every season is serving a greater purpose. In those seasons where you may feel stuck, understand, no, you're just being shaped. You're being shaped in order to step into the new season that is for you. But in order to get there, you have to be shaped in the right way. So what may feel like being stuck in the moment is really you just being shaped for alignment and authenticity so that you can step into that next season, right? But embrace those seasons where you gotta feel, where you gotta be shaped. Embrace those seasons where you have to be pulled and pushed in order to be moved internally so that you can step into what is for you externally. Embrace those seasons because they're serving a purpose and they are so incredibly vital. Those are really the seasons that develop your character, develop your resilience, develop your strength, develop you internally into the person that can step into the things that are for you.
Becoming closer to your vision, becoming the person that you strive to be, does not demand perfection, but rather the persistent and pure desire for better and for good. It's easy for us to get hyper-fixated on not making a mistake or not making a wrong turn. When we start to overanalyze and paralyze ourselves with fear or doubt, it makes us hesitant in the way we pursue action. And hesitancy is not good. You know, these mistakes, these failures, these wrong turns ultimately do not matter. The only thing that is demanded of you in order to make the changes that you want to make is the pure and persistent desire to be better and to be good. And this paired with time, anything can be.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it. A woman cooking dinner has only to act like a great chef to turn out a better meal. The student who begins to act like a top student will begin to get better grades. You can even look much better by simply acting like the person you would most like to look like and be like. The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be. Then in every situation you act and talk as you feel that person would. You make the kind of decisions you think that person would. This is the way to constantly grow into a better, more effective person.
Yes, I know you're tired. I know you're tired of making and breaking promises with yourself over and over and over. It's a cycle. You make a promise, you break the promise. You make the promise, you break the promise. In this new year, you're making so many promises. But in the back of your mind, in the back of your heart, in the depths of your heart, you're like, I'm going to break this promise. It's time to not do that. It's called discipline. It's called set the plate and run it. Set it and run it. It has nothing to do with how you feel. You set the play, feelings aside, run the play.
There's a quote by Carl Jung that says, in all chaos, there is a cosmos. And in all disorder, there is a secret order. Us as humans are experiencing this chaos and this disorder on a daily basis at a very personal level, not only externally, but internally. And what this quote is saying is that maybe it's for a reason. And I think it's very hard for us to grasp that all this pain and all this disorder and all this unknown could potentially, maybe, be for a reason, be a part of a harmony that we can't hear. And when you really get to the root of it, you're left with a choice. Do I want to live a hopeless life? Or do I want to live a hope-filled life? And I choose to believe the latter. I choose faith. I choose hope. I choose to look chaos and disorder in the eye and say, you know what? Maybe you're doing me a favor. Maybe you're just a lesson that I really need to learn and grasp, take my next step forward. Things aren't falling apart. They're falling into place.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think. As you think, so shall you be. Seven little words that I think are perhaps the most important things that we can learn and master in our lives. This old proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want, or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
It's the only life we've got. And remember to think. Imagination is everything, and we can become what we can imagine. If you find yourself getting depressed and down at the mouth, as we all get once in a while, you might want to remember this quotation by Dean Briggs. He said, do your work. Not just your work and no more, but a little more for the lavishing's sake. That little more which is worth all the rest. And if you suffer as you must, and if you doubt as you must, do your work. Put your heart into it, and the sky will clear. And then out of your very doubt and suffering will be born the supreme joy of life. Believe it or not, in an age where we've come to nearly deify leisure time, we've almost lost sight of the fact that virtually all our satisfactions, rewards, will come not from our leisure, but from our work. And don't forget the strangest secret. We become what we think about.
I feel like too often we allow our present moment to be defined by the past in terms of everything that happens. I think in a lot of ways, if we don't change the way we think about our current circumstance or don't change the way we think about our lives, then it's not going to change. We keep on repeating the same thoughts and the same experiences via our thoughts. And in that way, we're experiencing the same reality. I feel like regardless of how new each day is and regardless of how new every circumstance is in terms of life continuing to move forward, as long as our mind remains stagnant in some type of previous state, nothing is actually going to change. And that's why I feel like it's important to instill some type of belief in yourself when it comes to your future. If you believe that you can, why haven't you tried? And if you don't believe in yourself, then there's no point in trying at all. I think it's important to sort of instill some type of action based on the faith that we have in ourselves. Like if you truly think you can do something, then it's your responsibility to go out and do it. And I feel like even if you don't, it's your responsibility to truly figure out. I feel like a lot of us try to answer our own questions without actually going out there and finding the solution.
You can't go to the future holding on to the biology of your past,
Decide what thoughts you can bring to your future. Write them down. Thoughts like, I can't, it's too hard, I'll never change, I'll start tomorrow, what's wrong with me, it's someone else's fault. Decide on what behaviors or actions or unconscious habits you have to change. How do you talk? Do you complain? Do you blame? Do you make excuses? Do you feel sorry for yourself? Just become so conscious of those behaviors that you'll never go unconscious again. And lastly, you have to decide what emotions no longer belong in your future. That means if you want to be wealthy, you can't take lack. If you want to be healthy, you can't take insecurity or fear. You got to begin to condition your body to a new mind. If you do this every single day, your personality creates your personal reality. And your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. Change any one of those things and you change your life.
But what if it truly works out better than you ever imagined? Think about it for a second. How many of the wonderful things that have happened to you in your life were perfectly planned? How many did you see coming? How many happened in accordance to your timeline? Showed up when you most expected it? Some of them? Any of them? Probably not the majority of them. So with that being said, I know that you've tried 1,000 times before, but what if this next go opens the door that you've been waiting for? Or better yet, what if this next go opens the door that's better than you ever expected? Remember, it's your responsibility to keep moving, keep learning, keep trying, keep trusting in the process, and it may just be better than you ever imagined.
Real confidence slowly takes the place of the part you've been playing. Now, your life will not be transformed overnight. There'll be no sudden miracles, perhaps, but steadily, day by day, you'll grow into the image you hold in your mind. If you doubt this, try it for 30 days and watch what happens. You've got nothing to lose. The time is going to pass anyway. Why not put it to work? Becoming the person you most want to become. It's the trick of the experts in every fear.
We're taught to believe that control is the key to a good life. That if you can just plan everything perfectly, prepare for every outcome, and hold on tightly enough, you can avoid the chaos, the pain, the uncertainty. Control feels safe. It feels powerful. It feels like the only way to keep your world from falling apart. But here's the paradox. The tighter you hold on, the less control you actually have. The more you try to force life to fit into your expectations, the more it slips through your fingers. Because life isn't meant to be controlled. It's meant to be lived. And sometimes, the only way to truly gain control is to let go. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean apathy or passivity. It means surrendering to the flow of life, trusting the process, and understanding that you don't have to micromanage every detail to create something beautiful.
Control feels comforting, doesn't it? Like if you can just hold onto the reins tightly enough, nothing bad will happen. But the truth is, control is an illusion. You can't control the weather, the economy, other people, or the random twists and turns of life. What you can control is how you respond, your attitude, your effort, your choices. That's where your power lies, not in trying to control everything around you, but in mastering what's within you. When you stop chasing the illusion of control, you free yourself from the anxiety of trying to predict the unpredictable. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start focusing on the things you can.
So much of our desire for control comes from fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Fear of things going wrong. We play the what-if game in our minds. What if I fail? What if they leave? What if it all falls apart? But here's the thing. Worrying about the what-ifs doesn't change the outcome. It doesn't prepare you for the future. It just robs you of the present. Letting go means acknowledging that the future is uncertain, and that's okay. Because no matter what happens, you have the strength to face it. trust yourself enough to know that you can handle whatever comes your way. Let go of the need to have all the answers and focus on what's in front of you right now.
Think of life like a river. You can fight the current, exhausting yourself as you try to swim upstream, or you can surrender to the flow. Surrender doesn't mean you're powerless. It means you're choosing to work with the current instead of against it. When you surrender, you open yourself up to possibilities you might not have seen before.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Allow life to surprise you, to show you paths you never would have chosen on your own. And in that surrender, you find freedom. Some of the most incredible moments in life happen not because you forced them, but because you allowed them. You let go of your expectations, your plans, your need to control, and made space for something greater to unfold.
Letting go isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to release your grip, to step into the unknown, to trust that even if you don't have control, you still have power. Power to adapt, power to learn, power to rise, no matter what life throws at you. When you let go, you stop trying to control the uncontrollable and start focusing on what truly matters. You become more resilient, more flexible, more capable of navigating life's challenges.
Identify what you can't control. Take a moment to think about the things you're trying to control right now. How many of them are actually within your power? Let go of the things that aren't. Release the weight of trying to fix what isn't yours to fix. Focus on your response. You can't control the storm, but you can control how you weather it. Shift your focus from what's happening around you to how you're showing up in the midst of it. Trust the process. Trust that life has a way of working out, even when it doesn't go according to your plan. Some of your greatest growth will come from the moments when you had to let go of what you thought should happen and embrace what actually did. Practice presence. Control often comes from living in the future, worrying about what might happen. Letting go means bringing your focus back to the present. What can you do right now? What beauty can you find in this moment? Find freedom in surrender. When you stop fighting against life, you find peace. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start using that energy to grow, to create, to live.
When you let go, you don't lose control. You gain clarity. You gain the ability to see life for what it is, not for what you want it to be. You gain the freedom to adapt, to grow, to move forward without being weighed down by the need to micromanage every detail. Letting go doesn't mean you stop trying. It means you stop clinging. You stop forcing. You stop living in fear of what might happen and start living in gratitude for what is. The paradox of control is this: the more you let go, the more power you gain. Not power over life, but power within yourself to thrive no matter what life brings. So loosen your grip, surrender to the flow, and trust that even in the uncertainty, even in the chaos, you are exactly where you're meant to be. Let go and watch your life expand.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
Real self-worth comes from doing hard things.
You must be able to deal with that. And the more understanding you have of what's causing you the pain and how you've dealt with it is going to determine how successful you will be in whatever you choose in life.
That your mind is designed to help you get what you want. You just have to be willing to believe it's possible.
The reality is that most people never do what they really want to do in life because they are afraid of what other people are going to say. You take what they say and you use it.
Losing is not an option with me. Not being successful is not an option. When you make not being successful, it's not an option for you. That's when your life is going to change.
Where you are now is just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you want to change your future, you got to change your thoughts now.
See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is.
I can probably guarantee 99.9% of the times you're gonna say, oh yeah, wish I'd started doing that sooner, right? Here, and you're never gonna regret something you really went after. Because at least you went after it, you know? If you never try, that's the things that people look back on and they say, oh man, nothing I can do now, right? The time is absolutely gone. There's no turning it back.
Talking about self-love, we keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult. The point is, we've all done hard things, and self-worth and self-value comes from recognizing the hardship you've been through and the growth that you made during that time.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around. That right there, guys, is a spark that catches flames. Burns every fear down, guys. Some fear people use, and it enables them, fear does. You know, it's a block to them. They're scared from it, they run from it. Fear, you know, shuts them down. For others, fear's a motivation. I feel fear now, and I tackle it, so I never have to feel it again.
Here's the thing, once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter, and you never did it, you'll be haunted by that at the age of 70. Because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
If I was around you for 24 hours, what would you actually say? Would it really say you're serious about growing what you're growing? Or would it say you're just interested in it? Success doesn't always depend on world-class talent. It's a small piece of it. You can learn how to be talented, I promise you. But it does depend on world-class consistency. You need to recognize that driven people always feel behind. They're always going to have doubt. They're always going to have chips on their shoulder. That's what makes us being great at what we do. It's not the affirmations. It's the fucking dark shit. It's the people that told us we were losers. It's the people that told us we were pieces of shit. And anybody who tells you different, they haven't achieved anything. Look at what they've achieved. It's probably a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Real motherfuckers remember all the dark shit. They take the dark shit and they put it into productive action to build the life that they want.
Try, bro. Try. Why don't you try? Go harder, bro. Work. Work. There's not even no pressure on a dream. It's a dream. There's pressure to feed your kids. There's pressure to pay rent. There's pressure to make sure that you don't get fired from your job. But a dream, though, all a dream is fake reality that you can make a real reality. That's all a dream is. So work it.
Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
You didn't fight through all of that just to stay silent. Someone out there needs what you've lived. The lessons you've bled for, the wisdom you've earned the hard way. You're not too broken. You're proof that it's possible. Perfection isn't what reaches people. Honesty does. Someone is waiting, not for the polished version of you, but for the real one. Say it. Show it. Let them know that they're not alone. You didn't come this far just to keep it to yourself.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. Gambling, overdrinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity. Things that people use to escape. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too. No different than a German Shepherd would.
The most important thing is the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. I think it's part of the life. It's like that. Who told you the opposites? They are not part of this world, in my opinion. If you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. So you're never going to be, you're never going to be in a high level so many years. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that can make sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. I don't care about anybody else. I have no worry or gripe about the next man or woman's journey. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
Wake up, bro. It's halftime. That contract you signed at the beginning of the year is waiting to be completed. Here you are, about to start the third quarter. You just dropped a stinker in the first half. These are the championship rounds, bro. This is where all that shit counts. And either you gonna show up and get that ring, get that trophy, get that dream that you've always wanted, or somebody else that signed that same contract is gonna get it before you. You okay with letting that happen? You okay with falling short again? Because I ain't. You told yourself this year was different. Stop talking, bro. Start doing. Halftime's over. It's your turn to win.
You must become a vigilant gatekeeper of everything you allow to go into your mind. Anything that gets into your mind is entering holy ground. When you recognize who you really are and why you've been put on this earth, you'll start to understand why the enemy works so hard to stop you, why the negative thoughts and the self-doubt seem to come at you like bullets out of nowhere. You were not put on this earth to be average. You weren't put here to sit the sidelines. You were not put here to fail. You were given gifts and talents and skills so that you could go out and make a difference. You were put here for a reason and a purpose. You were put here to be great.
We all have ambitions. We all have dreams and goals and desires that we want. But really, what gets you to where you want are habits, our daily habits. There are negative habits that you can't get rid of. But there are other habits that, like discipline, like working every day, like taking steps to reach your goals, that are immensely liberating. And you can get rid of your bad habits through developing positive habits, right? So the goal here is to focus less on the giant dreams and on the everyday process of changing your thinking.
It's not really about what you want.
It's about what you're willing to do to get it. And in that, maybe you have to give something up that may not be a good habit to replace it with a better habit. Everybody got to make that decision. So it's not just about what you want. It's about what are you willing to do to get it. That's what it all comes down to, guys.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
People think being consistent means never falling off track. But that's not true. That's called perfection. And for most, that's just not realistic. Consistency means staying on track most of the time. And when you fall off, whether it was intentional or not, you pick yourself up and you get right back on. Consistency is about being persistent, not perfect.
It can do. All it takes is determination. You'll get your chance. Sometimes it doesn't come as quick as you'd like. And there's a lot of hurdles, but you will get there. You have to believe in that.
For kids to bet on themselves, take some chances, get your knowledge, know what you're doing, and then go 2 feet in and then bet on yourself. If you go to somebody, you ask for somebody and they shoot you down, don't let that be the answer. You have a passion for something and it's burning. It's your job to curate that passion. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. You don't take no's for answers.
You never look at yourself in the mirror and say, you let you die. Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. I have standards. I have value. I chose to do that. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Seneca said there is no greatness without stillness in it. And I think that's right. What kind of success do you have if you miss every sunrise and sunset, if you're always busy, if you never have time with your family, but also if you never have time with yourself? And so if you don't have moments of stillness in your life, I would ask you what kind of life you're living. And if the kind of life you're living is really your best life.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes. The obstacle to our acting, the impediment to action, advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The secret to an art unknown as turning obstacles upside down, to act with a reverse clause, so there's always a way out or another route to get where you need to go, so that setbacks or problems are always expected and never permanent, making certain that what impedes us can empower us.
What is a mistake? Everybody will do something which will go wrong. Making something wrong the first time is not a mistake. It is your chance to correct it. But making the same situation over and over, wrong again and wrong again because of the unwillingness to learn something from it, that is the mistake.
The hardest battle that we fight is between what we don't want to feel and what we know we must do. Following your intuition isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Sometimes it's making decisions for the greater good that really hurt. Just remember, you are choosing what's best for your soul, and that is worth it.
Anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
The goal is to die fulfilled. How do you die fulfilled? You have to die unfilled. You have to empty out all of your efforts. You have to empty out all of your knowledge, all of your giving, all of your help, everything you have into making this world a better place, bringing your vision into a reality, which should impact many lives.
There's a saying, this quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown.
I had to convince myself that I'm gonna make it. What it does, it makes you feel like there's gonna be points that people are gonna mistake my confidence for arrogance. They don't understand the process of it.
You need to understand that for 90% of the journey, you will not see the port. But you can trust that if you do the right actions, you'll eventually get there. And it's the same thing with life. You must understand that most of the time you won't see the fruit of your labor for an extended period of time. But then once you hit the 99%, you begin to see the port of destination, the port of arrival. And then you catch the second wind to maximize on the momentum. For 99% of the journey, where most of you guys are at right now, you will not see the port of destination, but you must trust it.
But what if things work out and everything turns out better than you imagined? What if things change? Life has a funny way of unfolding sometimes. So don't give up. Wake up every single day knowing that you're one step away from success. Anything is possible if you're willing to work for it. Just stick with it a little longer. What do you have to lose?
Study yourself, make yourself better. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Learn from them. Don't change who you are to become somebody else. Think about the time that you spend in your life trying to be somebody you're not. If you put that time and effort and energy into being who you were and who you are, how much farther along would you be in life?
6 months. You got 6 months left in the year. Why don't you take those 6 months and donate that time to your future self? Why don't you commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing 6 months from today? Because when January 1st rolls around, you can either be 6 months closer to your goals, or you can be exactly where you are right now, if not a little further away. You can either get to January 1st and be so pissed off about what you did the previous 6 months that you feel like you have to change your whole personality with a whole list of resolutions, or you can get to January 1st and have things be going so well that you feel like you don't have to change anything at all.
Consistency compounds. When consistency compounds, you get a good life. Many times people want to rush. They want to accelerate the journey, but they don't understand that the journey is lifelong. There is no end goal. There is no end destination. You are in this journey from the moment you were born until you die. So today is just another what? Brick that you're laying to build your ideal house.
What's that deep-rooted reason? So when fear shows up, when failure shows up, when haters show up, when the numbers ain't going right show up, what's gonna keep you committed? What's gonna keep you consistent? You've been consistent in a lot of stuff in life. Are you trying to say that you can't be consistent at something that you love? You can't be consistent at your dreams? You can't be consistent at something that means the world to you? You've been consistent at the wrong things. You've been consistent at pleasing people. You've been consistent at working for somebody else. And you're telling me you can't bring that same energy to what you called to do? Come on.
I'm gonna tell you this, bro. There is no getting out of the work. There's no shortcuts. There is no easy route. And there is no quick fix to becoming the greatest version of yourself. The longer that you avoid the hard work, the more comfortable you get in life. Is stay comfortable in the depression, stay comfortable in the situation that you're in right now. Because when you're comfortable, you lose motivation, you lose focus, you lose sight of your goals, you lose sight of where you want to be at in life.
You have the ability to make those changes. There is no difference between you and successful people. The difference is what they do. Your life is created by what you do, your daily habits. Your daily habits determine what your life is going to look like. Who you surround yourself with determines what your life is going to look like.
If tomorrow wouldn't promise, what would you give for today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Forget that there was any sunlight left. What would you spend today? Think about it. We get one opportunity in life. One chance in life. To do whatever you're going to do. To lay your foundation and to make whatever harm you want to make. Whatever legacy you're going to leave. Leave your legacy. And it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime with dust. The effort, nobody can judge effort. A scandal is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
Pain of discipline or the pain of regret? Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready and you may never feel motivated and you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
You think that everything the mind tells you, I need to follow, that means freedom. No, for us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step towards freedom.
You have to constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. These are conversations I have with myself, and I say it everywhere I go. The most important conversation when you have with yourself. You live with it every single day. But most of our conversations are not the right ones. They're not the ones that are going to push us to the place we need to go. They're the ones that are going to keep us sitting in that toxic environment that you've helped create and everybody else helped create. And you just live in it. And that conversation just plays in your head. And that becomes you.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm not crazy. That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.